You're listening to SBS News.
Moving to a different country and being exposed to a new culture for the first time can be a period of excitement, but it can also pose a number of challenges. When one country's cultural norm is another's taboo, it can create additional barriers to settling in. While Australia has a relatively low rate of smoking compared to the rest of the world, sometimes wanting to fit in can take priority over health. Quit Victoria's Dr. Sarah White says many people from migrant communities are particularly susceptible to taking up smoking because of its continued prevalence in the countries they come from.
In a lot of the multicultural communities, they're coming from countries where smoking has been very much part of the culture. And where in Australia we've had the benefit of many decades of tobacco activity that has stopped advertising, for example, and created a lot of smoke-free spaces, some of the countries from overseas still don't have that.
Mohammed Zain came to Australia from Singapore when he was 11 years old and began smoking when he was a 16-year-old student in high school. He says wanting to fit in was a contributing factor to why he took it up.
So, it's been a peer pressure and stress, and my dad smoked, and, you know, he was two packs of 40s a day. So he started smoking and I just took it up, going, oh, yeah, bit stressful, let's have a smoke, calm me down a bit, just before the exam period, and that's when I started and didn't stop.
Settlement Services International's General Manager, Yamama Aga, says there are a number of societal pressures migrants face when they first arrive in Australia.
Adjusting to a new country, new system, new laws, new everything. Challenges range really for migrants and refugees from initially the language barriers, because when people arrive, they don't speak English mainly. Some people do come with a level of English language, but many of them don't speak English when they arrive here.
Mohammed has since quit smoking and says the birth of his daughter drove his decision.
Stopped 8 years ago. So my daughter was born in May 2013. So she was born and I kind of had to stop smoking in the car and kind of had to distance myself away from her because of the smell of the smoke. And one day I woke up and go, yeah, I just had enough.
Quit Victoria's Dr. Sarah White says it's quite common for children to have an impact on such choices.
One of the things that we see with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities is a lot of the kids are putting pressure on their family members and the older people around them in a way that other adults can't do. So I think it's fascinating how it's actually the kids who are saying to parents, oh no, they're dangerous.
A report by the Cancer Council found smoking uptake among children from non-English-speaking households in Australia is much lower than that of their parents. While Mohammed says his decision to smoke was largely affected by peer pressure, Dr. White says an effort to increase education around the health risks of smoking in Australia could be changing the attitudes of the younger generation.
When we have new Australians arrive, their children tend to take on the cultural tendencies of their peers. So they are less likely to smoke because they have that parental supervision. They possibly have less income, but they're also looking at their peers, in inverted commas, the Aussie peers, and they tend to smoke less.
A couple of years after he quit smoking, Mohammed had a heart attack.
I had a heart attack when I was, about 2 years ago. Had chest pains, and the cardiologist did say it's due to the clogging of the veins due to smoking all those years. Had a double bypass as a result.
He says it was his children that made him change his perspective.
Once you have kids, you kind of don't live your life because of yourself. You live your life because your kids want you to live. So you change your perspective in life to make sure that your kids can see you grow up and you can see your kids grow up rather than, thinking about yourself and go, you're invincible.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.